It's episode 186, and we've got plugins for spell checking titles, easy user switching, business website helpers, content views, and a plugin for transforming your comments into an interactive forum. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today, and welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Great to be back here with everyone.
And we've got the usual great lineup of plugins for you here today, but don't forget we've got some stuff right off the top for you. So you can get all the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we'd greatly appreciate your time for a review over on the iTunes store. Or if you're listening to us on Stitcher, give us a little thumbs up button.
Absolutely. Every review helps, and iTunes reviews help to propagate the ratings and ranking system, so we greatly appreciate it there. And if you are interested in following us on Twitter, our Twitter handle is at WP Plugins A to Z. We give a lot of different classic episodes that we've published in the past with so many different plugins out there. You may have missed a couple of shows here and there, so we want to make sure that some of those really, really great plugins get exposed once again with our classic series. And those are announced only through our Twitter stream.
Yeah, and every once in a while, someone goes and listens. We had a great comment on the website yesterday that, we had a great comment on the website that they were talking about. They were listening to an old show probably from 2 years ago, and the plugins we talked about there, they were saying, hey, they're still relevant and still up to date. Great choices. So.
Ah. Great. Well,
so it's good to hear.
Nice to see that our aim was true even back then.
You bet. All right. And don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. We make our living with WordPress. I myself specialize in helping you find that functionality or fixing that broken WordPress website. So if you're in need of some emergency WordPress support or some specific functionality, you can find some help over on my website at wppro.ca/emergency, or you can give me a quick call at 818-850-7729.
All right. And remember that if you're looking for a domain on the cheap, use GoDaddy.com promo code plugin 295. That'll give you a domain, not just any domain, a .com domain for just $2.95. That's promo code plugin 295.
All right, and it looks like we've got a little bit of listener feedback this week. We got something great from Paul Oaten here, so we'll let Paul take it away.
Hi Marcus and John, Paul here from pauloten.com, letting you know about a new plugin I've discovered called Imsanity, and that's I-M for Mike, Sanity. It's in the WordPress repo, and the idea is that you install it on your client's site, and when they attempt to upload their digital image from straight from their camera, which is 4,096 pixels wide, it allows them to do it, but then resizes it on the fly before it goes into the media library and before they use it in a post or a page. So once you've installed the plugin, in the settings you can set max width and max heights and image quality, and then it will stand as a gatekeeper on the site. When users attempt to upload their massive images, it'll resize them on the fly without them knowing, and they can go ahead and use them in posts and pages, and everything will be fine. So that's Imsanity. Just saved me hours and hours of work. Keep up the good work on the show. We'll listen every week. Great stuff.
Yeah, thanks for that, Paul. I really like the idea of that plugin. I think I've run across it once or twice. But yeah, that's great when you can limit it, because it's been more than once where I've had clients that are uploading these images and complaining that they're just way too big for their posts. And when I look at it, I said, well, you kind of uploaded it direct from your camera, didn't you?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a great way to be able to limit it down and bring it down to the sizing design for their website. So, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, we appreciate your tip, Paul. That's it's always great when listeners bring other plugins to us. And this is a great reminder to you all that you can just go to wppluginsa2z.com. And there is a little button on the bottom that you can click and you can record a message right from your computer. You don't need a special call-in number or you know, call us in Skype or any crazy stuff like that. It's just a simple interface. You can leave us a message, and just like Paul did, you can be featured right here on the show.
That too. And also a little reminder is that if you've got a plugin you want to refer to us, we've got a submission form on the website. You can submit it directly to us. And that goes for your developers too. And if your developers have premium plugins you want us to check out, submit them, submit us a copy of the plugin, and we'll get it checked out for you.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's pretty much all we've got. The only WordPress news, of course, is that WordPress 3.4 is going to show up on your doorstep any day now.
3.4?
I'm sorry.
I think, what year are we in?
Oh, God. I don't know what year I'm in. My brain just went right out the bloody window. You know, sometimes I'm thinking one thing and my brain says another, but you know what I
mean?
That's
right.
4.0.
We're talking 4.0, yeah.
4.0, yeah.
That's what we're going for.
Yeah. So I'm like 3.0, yeah. Don't know where that came from. I got the 4 right anyway.
Right. Yeah, it's in there.
All right, well, then I guess it's time for us to move on to the meat and potatoes of the show, eh?
Yep, time to rock and roll.
Off we go. All right, the first plugin I've got here for you is one that was submitted to us via the submission form on the website. It was referred to us by Nick Kellett, and it's called list.ly, Listly. And while I had peripherally heard about Listly once or twice in recent months, I decided that I'd actually take the plunge and go check it out. And what this plugin allows you to do is go over to Listly, and you can curate any of the lists on that website and display them on your website with this plugin using the simple shortcode that's generated through your Listly account. The only irritating thing I found with Listly is I really hate third-party services or services that won't let me create an account with my own email and force me to use a social media login. One day, I'm certain they will all regret that decision of forcing people to use social media for their logins. Mm-hmm. So at any rate, it's a pretty decent plugin. I kind of liked what it did. I liked the ability to go out there and find other people's lists that have been created, curate them, bring them over to my website, and present that material on my website for people to check out. So it's a great way for me to put content on my website. The original author gets their credit due, and I get additional content that is relevant to my website that I don't have to go write up and create. So anyway, great plugin, works fairly well. Check it out. I gave it a 3 dragon rating. It's called Listly.
Very nice. That's pretty cool. I'll check that out. What sort of lists are there as far as topics?
As far as I could tell, there's everything under the sun. It's like, you know, it's a social media outlet. It's kind of like Pinterest, but I think it's, you know, Pinterest for men, because men create lists, women create pictures, you know. So yeah. It seemed like lots and lots of lists of different things. Like, I was just experimenting. I found several WordPress lists of top plugins and other things. I found lists for top books, top movies, top football teams, you name it. There was dozens and dozens of lists. And if you're one of those people that wants to create lists and share them with the world, this is the platform for you.
Interesting. Oh, I'll have to check that out. All right, well, the first one from me today is a plugin called Forum Based on Comments. And it allows you to convert your comment section into a discussion forum. So you put this in either a post or a page as a short code. And then this makes basically the last comment of your site displayed within there. And then there's a form, kind of like a forum type form. I'm getting a little tongue-tied with form and forum. But it allows you to see a different side, maybe, of how people can interact with particular posts and pages. It's not a full-out forum like a BuddyPress or things like that. It's more of a simple kind of a shake-up of how the comments are displayed. but it does make it look a little more active as far as being on the page itself. And because of the fact that it's short code based, you can place it anywhere within the content. So I thought it was pretty nice. It does have its drawbacks. You know, they don't interact with each other, and it doesn't necessarily have a clear user base as far as who can comment and who can't. But otherwise, I found this to be a very nice start. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. It could be very useful if you're trying to encourage more interaction on your website, though.
Yeah, it has that forum appeal and style, yet pulls out of the mold, and I would say the, you know, the stigma of just being a comment.
Okay, well, the next one I've got here for you is, again, another one sent to us via the referral site. This was referred to us by PT Guy, and it's called Content Views. And what it is, basically, is it's a plugin to allow you to display grid content on your website without writing any code or changing anything, and uses, from far as I can tell, in pretty much any theme you want. It's another freemium plugin. In other words, we get this nice free version here that I've checked out, and you can go pay for the pro version and get additional stylings, additional functionality, and you can add in things like Pinterest and Facebook and a couple other areas in there for curating information. So anyway, I checked out the free version, and as the free version, it's pretty nice. It sets up one basic format. It gives you three styles. Either set it up as a grid, columns, blocks, set it up as a drop-down list, list the items line by line. They click on it, it expands it out. And then there's the other one where it sets it up as a simple list, and it's kind of basic, so I didn't find that very appealing. But anyway, set it up, and it works very well. It'll pull from just about anywhere. It's just a bunch of click through, check the right boxes, pull from content, pull from tags, and then it gives you a short code, a unique ID short code that you can place anywhere on your site. Preferably, you're going to put this in a post or a page and let that post or page display the information. Now, I did run into one problem with it. I had found something I wanted to display that was using custom post types. And it appears at this moment in time it does not support custom post types, and I didn't see that the premium version did either. Though I've sent a note off to the author to see if it does, because I'd kind of like to use this for a specific project. But other than that one issue of not being able to hit the custom post types, great little plugin. Check it out. It's called Content Views, easy way to get grid content. I gave it a 4 dragon rating.
Very nice. Very nice. I like that one a lot. Okay, let's go to the next one here, which is pretty simple. It's, you know, John, we're getting back to lazy plugins here. I got this feeling. It's just the way it is. One of the things that I don't like when I'm working in WordPress is sometimes I like to make content as a different user.
Yes.
I like to not log in as Marcus and log in maybe sometimes as the client who may not have those particular credentials. And I don't like hitting sign out, sign in, trying to remember the password, blah, 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 all that stuff. So this particular plugin is called WP Documenter, and it allows instant switching between user accounts in WordPress. So for whatever reason, they've never allowed you to do that. And now you can just do it by clicking on that user's name and log in as them. Boom, you're them. Done. Lazy plugin, rated it 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That can actually come in quite handy. I have a couple of websites I manage that as often I have to log in as the user to do something, log out and log back in as myself to be able to fix something. So yeah, I like
that. That's right. Well, there you go.
All right. All right, and the final one I've got for you here today is, again, another one referred to us. This one came via Gabriel Mays, and it's called Business Website Helper for WordPress. And what this one is this is a simple plugin that is fairly effective and useful, but it is geared mainly towards the beginning WordPress user. This is great if someone's setting up their own site. What it does is one simple thing. You install it, activate it, you go look at it, and it gives you a list of recommended plugins for your website that should be installed. And it tells you if they're installed and if they're activated and if they're not. That's all it does for you. Now, while it does have, I think it had like 9 plugins that were recommended for it. Anti-spam, it had some speed plugins, a couple of other things. And while I was looking through the plugins it recommended, they were all good plugins, but most of them would not have been my personal first choice for websites, because I've kind of relegated things like Akismet and WP Cache and other ones to the side as mostly unnecessary and have better options too. So at any rate, it's perfect for the beginning user, though, to make sure they get a website that is set up as best can possibly be with little to no knowledge. So give it a check out. It's called Business Website Helper for WordPress, and I gave it a 3 dragon rating.
Awesome. Well, not so awesome. But.
Yeah, it's awesome in some aspects. You know, there's a lot of people out there trying to do it themselves at first until they realize that their time is better spent hiring a professional like myself to do the job, and they can make their money doing their business and make more money by paying me less money to do what it would take them to do.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Well, this plugin is one of those facepalm moments. Like, why didn't anybody do this before? It's called Post Title Spell Check.
Yeah, that is a facepalm moment.
So, you know, a couple big versions of WordPress ago, they introduced spell checking functionality within the post editor, but never the post title. So things get misspelled frequently amongst WordPress users because there happens to be nothing of the kind as far as in the core. So now this plugin, and I believe that they are actually going to make that a part of the core, but they're, you know, first testing things out as plugins first. So as you can imagine, it works perfectly in all modern browsers. You just fire it up, and now you've got the spell check within your post titles. So easy peasy, gave it a rating of 5 out of 5.
How can you not give that one a top rating? That'll be installed on every one of my websites retroactively, because it's not uncommon to misspell the post title and everything else is fine.
Yeah, which also makes your slug misspelled too.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, that one definitely should have been there a long time ago, and I've thought about it a few times, and then it's shrug it to the side. It's like, why isn't that one working?
Yeah.
All right, well, covering up what we did this time, I myself covered through on this one here, the Listly plugin, which I gave a 3 dragon rating to. It's a great way for you to curate lists on your website. Then I covered up the content views. So if you're looking to create grid content anywhere on your website, in any poster page, you can check out this one. I gave it a 4 rating to. And then Business Website Helper for WordPress, giving you, the beginners, that necessary information of what plugins should I install and are they ready yet, which I gave a 3 dragon rating to.
And I talked about Forum based on comments, which I gave a 4 out of 5. WP Documenter, which allows you to switch between user accounts in WordPress, gave a 4 out of 5. And the facepalm plugin of the decade, Post Title Spell Check, which I gave a perfect 5 out of 5.
Yeah. All right, and a little commercial for you. If you're tired of WordPress hosting that promises you the gold mine but only gives you the shaft, it's time to stop that drilling and collect some of that gold. You can host your site with me, johnoverall.com, where you actually get all the resources you need for a WordPress website that will speed along, servers tuned specifically for WordPress speeds worthy of your website. And with this exclusive coupon, WP Plugin 15, you can save 15% off the hosting for the first 6 months of hosting. Just head on over to wppro.ca/wphost and sign up for the hosting now.
All right. Nice. Nice discount just for the listeners.
Just for our listeners. It's exclusive to this podcast.
Excellent. And also exclusive is my call for recruiting. If you want to work on my new daily plugin site with me to do some WordPress news scoops. I'm looking for people that can help write up features about plugins, themes, mobile, some of the up-and-coming business news within WordPress. So just fill out the form at dailyplugin.com/help.
All right, and if you're not getting your daily dose of WordPress news, check out the WP Plugins Daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you got a few minutes, we would greatly appreciate your time on iTunes, giving us a review over at Blueberry or Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs up button in the corner.
Absolutely. Greatly appreciate all of that. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can drop me a line. John@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my newly redesigned website, marcuscouch.com. Check out the stretch theme that I've got going on. It's a Genesis theme. Pretty cool. Twitter, you can find me at Marcus Couch. And remember, you can follow the show on Twitter. Get all those blast from the past update links and episodes at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.